Hello, my name is Irene Barbaras. I'm the artist who has made the Tapestry of Light here at Brussels Cathedral. I'm an Australian, born in London. I work internationally and I also lecture at RMIT University in Melbourne. It's a contemporary process now. It is made on a jacquard loom by Flanders Tapestry, who weaves many artists' work in the world. This process is a digital process where you make the digital images and then it goes into the computers and the colours are then formed and then the machine makes this work.
So the jacquard loom is machine operated?
Yes, it is. Computerised. However, the threads in this particular tapestry are very different to normal threads. These threads, I've worked with a scientist for at least 6 or 7 years now, and he has developed up a new phosphorescent thread. And the science is a nanoscience. It creates a type of luminescence that glows in the dark for a long period of time rather than short, and is very strong. And then we have the fluorescent threads that glow under the UV lights, and then we have the natural threads. So I've been working with different forms of light within the actual traditional weaving process. There are different ways of viewing it. It's under a natural light, under a UV light, and then in the dark. And when it's in the dark and it begins to glow, the image changes and we find sacred and mathematical geometries and maps of the world in the tapestry, as well as the entire Book of Revelation that has been written in glow-in-the-dark thread. I had this idea in 1998 and it's taken this long to eventuate it. Professor Michelle Brown was at the British Library as curator of manuscripts, and I met her in 98, and then we began to work and she showed me some of the apocalypses, and basically from that point on I began to think of the apocalypse in terms of tapestry. I use the apocalypse in all my work, large inflatable blow-ups in fluorescent pinks, light form in luminescent light, paintings, all sorts of things. So the apocalypse is what I work with, the text I work with. I became interested in the Book of Revelation probably in the early 80s, and then I realised quite a few things. One, no females had worked with a full cycle of the apocalypse, and I actually found that to be terrible. And so another reason for doing this is to fill the gap that I feel has been in history. I still wanted to keep the traditional idea of weaving and the tapestry because it has such a great history and it has such a wonderful history in Belgium. And so now we have the first female full cycle of the apocalypse made in Flanders for the Belgian people. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Thank you.